Aurora snapped the bar in half, triggering a meltdown as she slipped the pieces into her mouth. A chocolate taste, heaped with artificial elements, ran across her tongue and down her throat, carrying all the effective nutrients, plus caffeine, that a battle-hardened soldier might need after waking up mid-mission. Sever Squad had been on Dinas for almost 2 days now, an adventure starting with a distress call from a planet supposedly inhabited by no one, but actually home to... what? Aurora still wasn't sure. The five soldiers dispensed by Defense Corp to handle the call had been given a clear objective: find the VIP who'd asked for the rescue, and no clear exit: find your own way off-world with the objective in hand. When Aurora believed Dinas uninhabited, that arrangement didn't make sense. Now that she, Gregor, and Rovo sat in an abandoned tram station beneath what felt, smelled, and sounded like a busy city, Defense Corp's mission briefing felt like a lie. Like every other galactic corporation, Defense Corp existed to make profits for its owners, employees, and various investors. How it stood to make money by sending Sever on a misguided, deceptive assault to nowhere wasn't clear to Aurora, but she knew how she'd get the answers. By shoving Admiral Deepak up against the wall and making him talk to her rifle. Rovo and Gregor didn't share her fervor, at least not enough to wake them up on time. They'd each taken a bench on the tram as a bed, and Aurora had given them all 5 hours to rest. After a blood-soaked and blast-ridden first day, the dwindling adrenaline had left them all feeling hazy, unsure, drained. Aurora would be damned if she let her squad die due to exhaustion's ill effects. Not that Aurora had all her squad. She'd left the squad's band open, set a message on repeat every few minutes asking for Aponi and Sai, the two missing members, to check in. If they had, Aurora's earpiece would have blasted her awake with an alarm. Nothing had come, which meant Aurora snacked on the nutrient bar and watched the plastic blue-white light parade across the tram station in silence. Relative silence, anyway. Above, she could hear engines rumbling, footfalls pounding, and distant shouts calling for this and that. When Sever had arrived at the station, Aurora and Gregor had done a cursory look that found the station's sole entrance sealed by a locked gate, blocking not only their incoming platform, but several others connecting to elsewhere in the city. Other maintenance options were locked too, and while the tram's tunnel continued on, a flimsy metal barrier across the tunnel blaring "closed" in red-painted letters echoed the surface door's sentiment. Nobody would be coming this way. The why wasn't too hard to figure. The first thing Sever had found upon their arrival to Dinas had been an outpost overrun with strange half-human, half-fungal creatures. Felix, leading these things, had attempted to infect Sever's squad. He'd failed, hard, and Aurora held to the idea that she'd be going back someday to finish that job. Genetic mutants like him were against galactic law. More important, Felix had tried to hurt Sever, and people who attacked Aurora didn't tend to live long. Cash, vengeance, principles to live by. Rovo sat up next. Aurora had taken last watch. The rookie had the middle, Gregor first. And while giving up those extra couple sleeping hours meant feeling even more sluggish, being tired beat being dead. Plenty of chemicals could help the former. Nothing could help the latter. The rookie didn't look too bad after his first day as a full Sever. Simulators could do wonders for training team tactics, for practicing your shots, but getting down on a grimy planet with mercenaries loaded for combat stood apart from the screens and the goggles. Rovo had done well, even gone off on his own for a bit, and while he'd followed Felix into a trap, that could be excused. Like all rookies, he'd either learn or he'd die early. Thus far, Aurora felt good about the kid. Not that she had many options if she didn't. Sever only had 5 members. You had to trust each one to do their jobs.
No visitors?
Rovo asked as he wandered towards Aurora, sitting off of the tram and on the station's floor.
Quiet on all levels,
Aurora replied, handing Rovo a protein bar.